The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio.
Andy Wins, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Good afternoon, 6 minutes past 12 midday. This is the Man in Line in session through to one on Manx Radio. Your chance to have your say and get off of your mind what's on your mind today. Call 66 13 68, email studio at manxradio.com or text 166 177. So that new case of COVID-19 announced yesterday that the individual recently travelled to the UK had tested positive for the virus. The other members of the household tested negative for the virus, but of course everybody is self-isolating for 14 days. The contact tracing team are identifying and speaking to anybody who may have come into close contact with that individual. The case now takes the total number of active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man to 6, all non-community. And regarding tests at the moment, we'll get an up-to-date figure on what the tests are later on this afternoon. But concluded tests, total tests as of Friday were 14,134. Concluded tests, 14,118, 16 people waiting results and 105 people waiting tests. That's the story as far as COVID-19 is concerned on the Isle of Man. Parents are being advised against all non-essential off-island travel at half term, so children don't miss out on their education. Under current border restrictions, residents are required to self-isolate on their return to the Isle of Man, and children aren't allowed back into their school for 14 days. Obviously, direct trips to Guernsey don't require the same precautions. At this stage, schools aren't able to provide remote learning to children who are self-isolating following non-essential travel. Of course, schools close. Week on Friday is the last date. Friday 23rd, is it? Monday, half term is 26th of October, reopening on the 2nd of November. So parents being advised against all non-essential off-island travel, i.e. holidays or seeing friends and family. And also that we've got anecdotal evidence. Apparently some students are coming back from university. Lots of students are deciding that the way things are in the UK and the fact that they're only getting remote lectures, they may as well do it at home. So some students are coming back, and obviously they will be self-isolating. If that's something, if you've got a university student who's coming back to the Isle of Man, and there's a tale to tell as to why they think it's better just to come back and self-isolate on the Isle of Man and do remote learning sitting in a bedroom here rather than sitting in a hall of residence somewhere on a campus university in the UK. We'd like to hear about that. Bill Shimmins, MHK, one of the MHKs for Middle, wants to see an island border force and identification checks for anyone arriving on the Isle of Man. Identification checks for anybody who arrives here, in a border force. Bill Shimmins is asking for an update on the issues. It's Keys, of course, tomorrow. Keys is back. And Alex Watton spoke to Bill Shimmins and just said, well, a border force, good idea. Have we got the people and money?
I absolutely believe we have the resources, and I think it's really important. And it's a key risk for us, and we must deploy our resources sensibly to meet the risks that the island faces. And I also think it will provide reassurance to everyone that we're managing our risks effectively.
We also see this border force as a way of enabling identity checks at the borders. Why would they be a benefit, and what kind of identity are you seeking from people? Is it just a sort of driver's license? This is who you are and this is where you live?
I think for a number of years, people have been concerned about the lack of ID checks for people who are arriving. And it's important that we know who's coming. And you've seen during
this... It's quite nanny state, though, isn't it?
You've seen during this crisis that actually the distribution of drugs, illegal drugs, has been disrupted by the COVID crisis. And that's why you're seeing drugs being intercepted at the post office and by customs. And I think it would be sensible, as we look to combat the menace of drugs, we look to also combat other serious crimes, that if we knew who was coming here, I think it's a fairly sensible step that we can now take if a Manx Border Force could help facilitate that move. And yes, it would be normal photographic identification.
So if that was with the aim to circumvent, say, drugs coming into the island, does that mean anyone with any kind of record would then have to be taken to one side and investigated?
No, I think what I'm not proposing is that sort of detailed investigation. So I think that may well be sensible should we know that people who are known criminals are coming to the island. Of course, we would want to investigate them and ask them, what are you doing here? That would make it, actually, I think, a safer place for us all. So why wouldn't we want to do that? But in terms of the basic question that I'm asking at this stage, it's just, why don't we ask people for identification? It's a basic check. We're trying to manage our borders effectively. It feels sensible to understand who's here, who's arriving, and also who's leaving.
Well, that's going to be raised in Keys tomorrow. That's Bill Shimmins, MHK. I just wonder what you think about that. And obviously, it'd be killing two birds with one stone, wouldn't it? We'd know exactly who's coming to the Isle of Man. If people did have to show ID, whether it's a passport, whether it's a driving licence, whatever it is, everybody's got them nowadays. But also, behind what Mr. Shimmins is saying seems to be disrupting the drugs trade, that normally people can wander onto the boat, in normal times, of course, pre-COVID at Liverpool, or in Heysham, unless, and of course we don't know whether drugs forces in the UK and on the Isle of Man were monitoring who was coming on the boat or checking passenger lists, but people kind of tended to wander on. Now, with an ID check, it would be obvious, and that could disrupt the drugs trade on the Isle of Man. As Mr. Shimmins said, that's now spilled over into more informal ways of the stuff coming in by post. But I just wonder not whether you think that's a good idea. Nanny state or a sensible precaution, ID checks for people coming into the Isle of Man, and a border force created as well to stop the illegal drugs trade. And are you concerned about the lack of checks on people coming to the Isle of Man? And again, if you can think pre-COVID, that will be interesting to see. Bob, thank you, Bob, dropped me a note and said, Andy, tell me again why the 7-day COVID test has been scrapped. It was last week on the Thursday briefing. The chief minister says that we're staying where we are, but there would need to be community spread of COVID-19 for the Isle of Man to tighten borders again. Mr. Quayle ruled out a move back to level 5 at the media briefing last Thursday. For now, we're staying at level 4 of the borders framework, but from this week, residents returning to the Isle of Man have to self-isolate for the full 14 days once more, as the optional 7-day test is being removed. The chief minister's reason really was it'll improve the number of coronavirus cases, or improve the lack of them, as it were. Purely, I think it's down to the fact that things seem to be going worse in the wrong direction in the UK. That was I'd like to see a border patrol, says Big Joe, a border patrol for the Isle of Man. Did you see, by the way, and he received a lot of compliments for it over the weekend, 7 island residents have been honoured in the delayed Queen's Birthday honours list. And, of course, the Health and Social Care Minister is in there.
Health Minister David Ashford is now an MBE as well as an MHK. More on this shortly. Others honoured for their contributions during the COVID-19 pandemic are consultant urologist at Nobles Hospital, Peter Duffy, MBE, and Gareth Hinge, MBE, who organised for Ramsey Rugby Club to deliver food and medicines to vulnerable people in the north of the island. Four others are honoured. Mark Kenyon gets an MBE for over 30 years' service at Ramsey Lifeboat. Thelma Lomax is an MBE for outstanding contribution and services to Manx charities. A BEM for Christine Carter for services to the Laxey and Lonan branch of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. And a BEM for Harry Owens for all his work to preserve the good health of Manx bees. Well, let's get reaction from David Ashford, MBE.
Well, I think it's the three S's, really. It's shocked, stunned and also surprised. I wasn't expecting it whatsoever. And I think it's one of the few times that I'm actually been speechless, to be perfectly honest.
And when did you get news of this?
The governor informed me a few weeks ago that the palace had been in touch and had said, would I be willing to accept an MBE? Thankfully, he had asked me to sit down beforehand because I think I probably would have dropped into the chair otherwise. Because like I say, it's just come completely out of the blue.
And when it goes through the detail of why you've been given this award, it points out that you have absorbed medical information, you've presented it to the public in a clear and understandable way.
Well, from my point of view, I've been doing the job I'm paid to do as Minister for Health and Social Care. Like I say, the team behind me has been absolutely fabulous across the whole of DHSC, beyond into the third sector. I believe there are some frontline workers due to be honoured as well, and I'm very delighted that that's going to be the case, because, you know, the front line, they are the people who deserve the praise during this pandemic. They're the people who've actually done the work on the ground. I'm the guy who's got to stand at a podium to deliver the messages out there. But again, I need to emphasise it was the fact that the way the public responded to those messages that we are in the way the situation we're in today.
So if you had to put into words what receiving an MBE meant to you personally, what would you say?
I've got to say, I don't think I've let it sink in yet, to be perfectly honest. It still feels a bit surreal. I mean, I'd just like to say thank you to whoever nominated me, because you never get to find out who the person or persons that wrote in to nominate you. I'd just like to say thank you very much to them for the fact that obviously they had such faith in me to do that. But I think the phrase really is stunned. And like I say, it's very rare, but I'm actually quite speechless.
18 minutes past 12. Well, congratulations to David Ashford, MHK, MBE. Now he is. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that. He got that award in the delayed British Queen's birthday honours list. Well done to Peter Duffy, Gareth Inge, Mark Kenyon, Thelma Lomax, Christine Carter and Harry Owens, King of the Bees. A note in this is, Andy, I think we're forgetting that our students who are studying in the UK and beyond are our future doctors and nurses and engineers and legal professionals, and we should be making things easy. We should be doing everything to support their return to the Isle of Man. Students are well aware of the rules. If COVID's taught me anything, it's that a small-minded parochial island sometimes we live in, says Pam. We should be looking after our students. Of course, thoughts on this? There are rumours, well, more than rumours, we know in some cases some students have had enough, some Manx students have had enough of the situation in the UK, had enough of remote learning, had enough of being locked down in university accommodation, and they want to come back to the Isle of Man. That's going to happen. Of course, they will have to self-isolate when they come. And it's a situation that will get even more prevalent, really, as we go towards Christmas, as it comes to the end of term for higher and further education. People off the Isle of Man, they will be coming back, and lots more people will be self-isolating as well. A note in that says, G says, I think off-island travel should be suspended for a month before we get a spread into the community. The virus seems to become far more infectious than it was in March. More cases, more people in hospitals in the UK. And Dee says, yes to everyone coming or going on the Manx boats. I think we should show ID. I can't understand why this wasn't introduced years ago. We all do it when we're travelling by plane. You get on a plane, you have to show your ID. Many times, of course, many times. When you get your ticket, when you go through security, and when you board the plane, you have to show your ID. So why is it different when travelling by boat, says Dee. So ID, good idea. So, but Rob is something of a libertarian. Where I go and what I do, as long as I'm not breaking the law, is nobody's business. Well, that's fine, Rob, but try doing that on a plane and see what happens. Tell somebody when you're getting on a plane that your identity is nobody's business. Enid, very good idea, border checks, says Enid. Any thoughts on that? Text, email, and David Ashford, MBE. Any thoughts? Text 166177. You can email studio@manxradio.com.
Recruitment Works. We have a reputation for results. We specialise in the provision of temporary, interim, contract and permanent positions. Combining specialist sector expertise with passion and drive, we have the market knowledge to match the right person with the right skill set to the right role. Achieve the outcome you want for your business or if you're seeking your next career move. Visit us at recruitmentworks.im or call 629676. Recruitment Works. Recruitment that works.
At Conister Bank, we've been helping local people for over 85 years, and we're here to help your businesses through this global pandemic. As a local bank, we can either stand by or stand up, and we choose to stand fast to our commitment to this island. If your business has been affected, we can help with our new working capital loan. With repayment terms over 1 to 6 years, for the first 12 months, you will only repay interest to allow your business time to recover. Apply online today at conisterbank.co.im. Terms and conditions apply.
Qplus.co.im. The Qplus sale is now on. Come and visit the island's most extensive bathroom showroom for up to 50% off in the Crosswater Super Sale and up to 50% off in the Big Bathroom Sale across the Burlington, Clearwater and Britain ranges. With massive savings and more than 50 inspirational displays, now is the time to visit Qplus on Snugborough Trading Estate. Qplus.co.im.
Now it's ShopRite. You can get our low prices on your favourite national brands, or you can switch and save with our huge range of buy Sainsbury's products for even lower prices. Choose from hundreds of products in store, with more arriving all the time. And the best part, you can enjoy savings of up to 50%. Compromising quality? We are talking Sainsbury's, and you can't say better than that. Sainsbury's at ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
Reynolds & Reynolds, the finest name for quality pre-loved cars and vehicles on the Isle of Man. Reynolds & Reynolds have a stunning showroom conveniently located on the Isle of Man Business Park. Reynolds & Reynolds stock a fabulous range of affordable vehicles and also supply, service and repair most makes and models. Open 7 days a week. Go on, call in today and see some friendly faces at Reynolds & Reynolds Vehicle Sales or online at reynolds.im. Part exchange and finance available. This infomercial was brought to you by Bespoke Group.
This Tuesday at 6 o'clock, join Kiri Kermer and myself, Simon Clark, for Countryside.
I popped along to the Russian Abbey at the start of Walking.im to catch up with Ken Harding.
We have a chat with Phil Gorn about trees and many other things involved in the agricultural world. And also, I find out from Bush Karush how the Melliers have been going this year.
That's all in Countryside at 6 o'clock on Tuesday here on Manx Radio. And don't forget, you can download or subscribe to the podcast for free at manxradio.com.
This is the Isle of Man talking, the man in line.
Good to have you along this afternoon. Text, email or call. Any thoughts on where we are regarding border force, where we are regarding half-term travel or students coming back to the Isle of Man? Good afternoon, Diane.
Oh, hello. I wanted to... there was a couple of things, really, but the main one was the border force.
Uh-huh.
I am all for it. As far as I'm concerned, I'd put battleships there, but as if you've got any. Because with what's been going on in England along the south coast, and there's plenty on the internet, on YouTube about it, these people, if they come, if say they was to come here, not use dinghies, but to use something, say, a bit bigger or whatever, they throw away their papers before they get here. And once they get into your waters, you have to go and pick them up, and you can't get rid of them because they don't have any paperwork. You don't know where they've come from.
But do you think they'd come to the Isle of Man?
My darling, they'll come anywhere.
It's a long way to go.
Yeah, not that. Not if you're determined. Not, you know. I mean, they've been put up in 4 and 5 star hotels, which the people are having to pay for. And not only that, that they've got so full and used up so many, because it's about 7,000 so far, they're being put in the army barracks, which they complained are not good enough for them. They have set fire to them. They've had, and whoever has had to replace all the showers and mattresses because it's not good enough for them. And you'd never be able to send them back because, as I said, they've got no paperwork. You don't know where they've come from.
What else was on your mind, Diane?
Well, this is another different subject altogether, and one I'm quite cross about, and I've drawn a line in the sand. I'll have no more of it. These tests, the test, as far as I know, and I've written to, David Ashford, to ask some questions. If they're using the PCR tests, the PCR test doesn't test for viruses and infection. All that the PCR, I think it's called, does is amplify the genetic material to make it big enough so that they can work with it, because these little viruses and that are invisible. I mean, you've got about 12 trillion in your body. You can't live without them. And if you'd had a cold last spring or a flu or something like that, the debris from that will still be in your body and will be, I'm not too good with words, will be amplified so it's as visible. That's all. You won't know what it is, whether it's, what do they call it, dead or just debris that's been in your body, because you detox from your body maybe once or twice a year. And these little viruses or debris or whatever you want to call it, to make you infectious, they have to get within your cells. And that's not easy. And if once they get in there, they have to replicate. Now, once they start to replicate, as far as I know, don't take this as gospel, it's your immune system that kicks in, and then it becomes what is known as a hot infection, which means, I suppose, it's like you start to get a temperature, and that's when you become infectious.
Where did you get all this from, Diane?
I've learned it from the doctors, and before I clear off your way, there's going to be, I'll send it to you if you like, there's going to be one hell of a massive court case. The reason it will be held in America or Canada, with all these top lawyers, is because America and Canada are the only ones now that actually practice and use English law. We've had, we've had all our taken away. We didn't know, but anyway, it's gone. Because if you do it on the English law, it's called a class action. And then you can put all the people across the world who have been damaged by this nonsense, or they lost their businesses, or anything like that, with a class action, they can put all the businesses in one group, and all the people, we'll say people, or self-employed and that, in the other group. I dread to think what the bill will be. Now, I have great faith in this massive thing because, as far as I'm concerned, this virus has never been identified. They don't even know what they're looking for.
Well, I think they do. They just don't know exactly what it is.
No, the CDC has brought out papers back in July. I've been reading some of them. They have never been isolated. When they've been asked for some, say you wanted to do something like that, And you needed something to go by, a plan. Not a plan, but a, what do you call it when you get a... so you can use it to cut out a framework.
Template.
You know. Yeah, you know. They've said there's none available. So what are they using? What are they testing for? The C... That, what do I call it? CP, CUP or CPU or CPR or whatever it is, PCR. That only amplifies, I'll say, your genetic material. That's all. Don't tell you whether it's infectious. Don't even tell you what it is. And these are massive liars, lawyers. They've even represented all against or for or against, like Deutsche Bank and Volkswagen.
So
and
do you think then that this COVID-19 is some sort of hoax, or what do you think it is?
Well, I'll tell you. This is not the end of it. It's not. It's the beginning of it. And all these people, maybe including yourself, but through no fault of their own, I'm not blaming anybody. If they do not wake up pretty soon, this is the UN Agenda 21, and it's now 2020, and then they will sleepwalk us into a life of hell. And I'm never wrong.
Diane, thanks for calling us today.
All right, my darling.
Good to talk to you. 28 minutes before one. Listen very carefully. Yes to everybody coming or going to the Manx boats having to show ID, says Dee. I can't understand why it wasn't introduced years ago as well. I think, by the way, Andy, are you aware that there appears to be a shortage of the flu vaccine on the Isle of Man? I'm just trying to figure Diane out. A shortage of flu vaccine on the Isle of Man. I rang my doctors nearly 3 weeks ago to book an appointment, says David, and was told they were waiting a fresh supply and couldn't offer a date at that time. But they added my name to a waiting list and said they'd let me know when they could fit me in. Having heard nothing since, I rang the doctor this morning, was told they'd stopped doing them because they couldn't get any further supplies. Fortunately, I managed to get an appointment at a local pharmacy. I wonder if anybody else has encountered a similar situation. You didn't tell me which practice it was, David. That would have been helpful. But you're all vaccined up now, I would imagine, via the pharmacist. Let's have a look. More people want cannabis legalised. Obviously, I don't know whether you were following the Green Party conference. They're talking about legalisation, certainly, of hemp. I think we're living in the Stone Age. I think we need to get cannabis legalised as soon as possible. As well. Thank you. Get the students back, says this correspondent, and it will help with their mental health and their families as well, some of whom are worried to death. On online learning for a year for most courses won't do any harm, but they must quarantine for 14 days. The virus is rife in the UK. Might even be worth keeping them segregated in a hotel to ensure that they quarantine. Sue, thank you, Sue. Hi, Andy. Boat journey and ID. OK, we have to give our freedom away due to the virus, but the freedoms we give away will unlikely be given back afterwards. We give our liberties away at our peril. The virus isn't as serious as mainstream media portrays. I think this is part of this Agenda 21 that Sue says that Diane was talking about and has been planned for a long time. We need to protect the vulnerable, but we need to get some economic perspective. The economy is near the point of being near bankrupt. Well, not on the Isle of Man, it's not, Sue, but I do take your point. And when you say we give our freedoms away due, we won't get them back. If you travel on the plane, go to Ronald's Way, you have to be identified. Inside leg, hat size, everything. So why is it different to going on the boat? Is the boat the last bastion? It's not enough to only consider our students returning, especially for Christmas. We have to consider the children, children who are not students as well. They were born and bred on the Isle of Man. They went to school here and they're working in the UK. Some are working in the UK to develop their early career skills. Yet these young people now feel abandoned by the government, says John. They're no longer technically classified as residents, so they can't come home. But this is their homeland, and it will always be their homeland. All of their family are here. Their passports are issued. They've got Manx passports. Frankly, if students are going to be allowed to return, then immediate family must be allowed to return as well in order to avoid discrimination. If anything, the students are probably a higher risk because of their multi-occupancy living circumstances. John says, I think we should allow family members home with proper isolation, as long as they shouldn't be simply labelled as non-resident and refuse to come home to see their loved ones. So, John, is what you're saying then that anybody with a Manx passport should be allowed? Just asking for clarification. It's a question and a subject I've received lots of correspondence on, because lots of people, Manx people in the UK with Manx passports, would like to come back to the Isle of Man and just simply can't. Good afternoon, Andy. It would be a good idea to make all key workers have a COVID test before they're allowed on the Isle of Man. If they're positive, then they're not allowed to come, says Jenny. Another one says, apparently the fact that you were born here and you have a Manx passport means nothing, Paul says, if you want to return to the Isle of Man. Lots of people work abroad because their type of work isn't available on the Isle of Man that they're qualified to do. So these people are being forgotten and forbidden to return to the Isle of Man. It's okay if you're non-Manx, you buy a house, you come from the biggest infected area in England. The system is unfair. I think the Manx government isn't showing compassion for Manx-born people. It says, and thank you, Jake, for your forthright opinion on Diane and her theories. I'll leave you to that. Here's another more polite version of that. Your caller sounds like she's drinking from the conspiracy theory barrel. She needs to understand that YouTube and Google aren't reliable scientific sources of information. Well, they are sometimes. You just have to pick and choose, obviously. The only sources you should ever listen to are either peer-reviewed material or organisations like the WHO, the World Health Organization. A bloke on YouTube is a personal opinion and nothing more, says that correspondent. Tony says, why are you giving that woman airtime? Because she called me, Tony. If you want to call, you can come and talk about it. There's a pattern emerging here. Only people returning from England or wherever are the ones in the news having been diagnosed with COVID. Not heard of anyone that's not left the Isle of Man any ever catching COVID. So this should be put into place before travelling back to the Isle of Man. You must take a test, and if it's negative, come home. If it's positive, you should be made to stay where you are and isolate where you've been. When any person is proved negative, then you can return. It's your gamble, not ours. We decided to stay home and stay safe. We don't want to catch COVID. When we were talking about David Ashford, MBE as he is now, obviously Peter Duffy, Gareth Inge, Mark Kenyon, Thelma Lomax, Harry Owens, the B-man, but also Christine Carter, a long-standing volunteer at Lonan and Laxey, Laxey and Lonan Anti-Cancer Association, thanked everybody who's donated to the cause over the past 34 years and more. Christine Carter was awarded a British Empire Medal for her work with the charity, including as chair and secretary of Laxey and Lonan Anti-Cancer Association. She's been there 3.5 decades. Christine Carter says, given the delay, the Queen's birthday honours this year, she's actually known about it for quite a while.
Sir Richard rang me in June to ask me if I would accept a birthday honours from the Queen, and I just went, yes, and didn't really take anything else in. And I just said, thank you. And then he phoned later on and said that it's been postponed due to COVID and all sorts of other reasons. And then so I've known since June, and I've had to keep it quiet, and it was such a challenge.
Well, you've taken the words out of my mouth. It must have been really difficult to try and this secret.
I just had to take it out of my mind and then just hope that someday I'd be able to share it with other people other than my husband.
This is in recognition of long-standing involvement with the Laxey and Lonan Anti-Cancer Association. Just tell us a bit about that work, if you could.
It's been 34 years since I was asked to join it, And first of all, when my children were tiny, I just helped her when I could. And then as the years went on and they grew up and I got more involved, I finally became chairman and secretary about 15, 16 years ago. And so that's how the 34 years have gone. And we've done so much stuff, and we're very grateful to everybody who's helped us to raise such wonderful money that we have in our little branch. And it's just been fun.
Congratulations to Christine Carter as well. Thoroughly well deserved. And any thoughts on that, by the way, you can call, you can text, you can email as well. Thank you, Bonzo, says Andy. I think that lady gets her information from the Daily Mail and Fox News. Who watches Fox News? Not available in Britain, is it? As well, a true believer in the New World Order and conspiracy theories as well. Can you filter out grossly prejudiced and distorted nonsense? Well, if you didn't hear her, you wouldn't know her opinion. And you think it's interesting that people form their own opinions by hearing other people's opinions. If you didn't hear other people's opinions, you wouldn't know, would you? 19 minutes to one on The Man in Line.
Manx Radio. There's only one name you need when it comes to scrap. Castain Scrap Metal. Castain will scrap all metal and they're licensed to scrap all batteries, including dry cell and lead acid batteries. To get the best prices of copper, lead, aluminium, catalytic converters, brass and more, remember one name, Castain Scrap Metal. Castain Scrap Metal. Remember one number, 801-337. 801-337. Castain Scrap Metal.
Despite dark nights and chilly weather, Miller Chaps will help you stay cosy for less. At the Miller Chaps Autumn Sale, we've great savings on stressless chairs with free leather care kits. There's up to 20% off Parker Knoll. Amazing savings on sofas and beds you thought you could only dream of. And free underlay on selected sumptuous carpeting. Plus many more store-wide reductions at the Miller Chaps Autumn Sale.
Miller Chaps of Ramsey.
With Shore, you can share your unlimited data calls and texts. Get one of our new sharer plans and you can share your unlimited data calls and texts with up to four members of your household from just £12 extra per person per month. And with everything itemised and showing on one simple bill too. Switch to Shore to save or upgrade your account and start saving more from today. To find out more, pop in store today or visit shore.com. That's shore.com. And remember, you'll always
get more from Shore.
Gates and railings, balustrades, structural steel, it's our game. Come to the AB Metals crew, there is nothing we can't do. AB Metals know the rules, we've all been to metal school. All our teams are skilled to use all the metal working tools.
AB Metals, for the biggest range in stock of structural steel and cladding for collection or delivery. Talk to the steel experts today.
AB Metals, AB Metals, AB Metals.
Mortgages made easier with HSBC. Thanks to our upgraded mortgage service, you could get your first mortgage or move an existing one for a better rate, all without leaving the comfort of your own home. Search HSBC Mortgages or ask about our range of mortgages at your local branch.
Your property may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. All mortgages are subject to status and eligibility criteria. Visit the HSBC website for full terms and conditions. In the Isle of Man, HSBC Bank PLC is licensed by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority and is a participant in the Isle of Man Depositors Compensation Scheme.
It's a Radio Caroline North weekend this weekend, and we got the best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s and into the 90s. We're sponsored this time by 121 Dates.com, and we have guest DJs Grant Benson and Paul McKenna. We also have virtual money to give away in our competition. Join us this weekend online and 1368 AM.
Manx Radio.
The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio.
Quarter to one it is. Diane was spot on, says Rob. Finally, Agenda 21 is being mentioned. People should make time to question everything. Hats off to you, Diane. What's Agenda 21? It's a non-binding action plan of the UN regarding sustainable development. It was the Earth Summit conference on environment and development that was held, was it in Rio? Rio 92, I think it was. It's basically an action agenda for the United Nations, other organisations, individual governments around the world that can be executed at local, national and global level. It's basically the original target of the 21st century when the United Nations was hoping to achieve development goals. It hasn't worked, to be quite honest. But then again, United Nations is a bit like an ocean-going supertanker. That's wish well, by the way. There are four candidates in this Thursday's by-election. Sorry, election. Two members of Douglas Borough Council for Derby Ward. If you're registered as a voter in Derby Ward, hope you're going to vote this Thursday the 15th. Polls open at 8 a.m, close at 8 p.m. Alan Charles Buck, Samuel James Hamer, Amanda Jane Walker and Devon Watson are the four candidates. So we wish all of those well, and I'd urge you to vote if you're registered to vote in Derby Ward. And by the way, next week, a week on Thursday, there's a by-election for one member of Onchan District Commissioners. Polling station a week on Thursday. It's going to be at the Hub in School Road in Onchan. Two candidates for the one seat on Onchan District Commissioners, Kim Corlett and David John Quirk. That's a week on Thursday. So this Thursday, the election of Derby Ward Douglas Council, Borough Council, and a week on Thursday for Onchan District Commissioners. So let's democracy flow. Lots of reaction, by the way. These COVID awards are being dished out. It's rubbish. How premature. You ain't seen nothing yet. And a note in regarding ID on the boat to come as well. But first of all, my granddaughter is in her second year training to be a nurse. How is she going to get home for Christmas? Says this one. I love it when Diane says she's never wrong, says Mark. Get her in government. Plane journeys, you've got to have ID and all the items are checked through the scanner, and often you get a body check. I think all times you have to go through the scanner, don't you? Why not the boat? Way behind the times. Elsewhere these days, you have to give all sorts of ID. To get on the boat as a freight driver, you have to have a driving licence and ID, says Michael. Also, you have to have a passport and utility bill to prove exactly who you are. Time it was done on the border boat, says that correspondent. A note in that say, why weren't you nominated for an MBE? Oh, I'm way down the list, believe you me. I agree with your emailer. The way we're treating Manx-born people is disgusting, says Peter. My son's been refused leave to return to see his grandfather, who is ill. He's only been away 2 years because he got a job in the UK. We're Manx. He's lived here all his life up until 24 months ago. He's really angry and says he won't come back and live on the Isle of Man, as basically Tim Walz told him to get lost right at the time when he needed support most. In the meantime, we're selling houses to people from off the island who can move here as well. So that doesn't square. We have no values. I think it's disgusting treatment of our own people, says Peter. Interesting tale, and I just wonder where you think that sits on the table of fairness. So Manx born, Manx family, moved away, been away for 2 years working in the UK, can't come back to see his ill grandfather. Sue says, Andy, scientists who stand up against this COVID-19 conspiracy have either been fired or threatened to keep silent. The World Health Organization is paid for by Bill Gates. Well, not entirely. Bill Gates, of course, the software developer, has and continues to manipulate the death figures. What, do you know that for certain, Sue? Conspiracy theories often have more credence than official narratives. Who killed President Kennedy? Quite right, Andy. It's called free speech, says Mark. Yeah, Diane's more than welcome, and you are too as well if you have a thought that you'd like to tell the Manx people live on Manx Radio. Interesting that the World Health Organization have done a backflip on lockdowns, calling for world leaders to stop locking countries and economies down, as this only achieved poverty. No mention of the lives saved. Lockdowns, I think, cause irreparable damages, says that correspondent. This is for Jenny. All key workers are tested on arrival and only allowed if the test is negative, says Mark. Then again after 7 days. So all key workers tested on arrival, only allowed to work if it's negative, then after 7 days. Mark says, regarding Diane, I find it curious that many people think that those who disagree with them shouldn't be heard in the first place. Don't they understand the vital importance of free speech? You're more than welcome to speak on the man in line. I do hope when the COVID vaccine is rolled out, the Isle of Man government will do as much research on it as they're doing on medical cannabis. Ha ha. Here's a question for you then. When the vaccine arrives, if you were in the first 200 or so, would you be happy to have that vaccine? Would you walk into that vaccine with your eyes open, or would you wait till everybody else had it?
Subscribe for free to a wide range of podcasts produced on the Isle of Man at manxradio.com, Apple, Google or Spotify.
Here's a note. Plane journeys for years have had to have IDs. All your luggage is checked through the scanners and even a body check. Why not the boat? We're way behind the times for security. Anybody can go in and out without checks. It's wrong, especially on the overnight boats. You just wander in. There's nobody at Heysham. Well, certainly before all this. Everywhere you go these days, banks want passports and utility bills to prove exactly who you are and where you live. So is it time it was done at the boats and the borders, says Doreen. The current policy of only the traveller isolating on return needs to be reviewed given the numbers of asymptomatic cases amongst the hundreds of students. It's only going to take one student to infect their family who will then spread the virus in the community. Well, this is coming down the line at us, isn't it? What on earth is going to happen at Christmas when lots of people, lots of students are going to be coming back? They're perfectly entitled to come back. And let's just hope all students isolate as they should. Helen says, Andy, I lived in the Midlands from the early 1970s to the mid-80s, and I remember being required to fill in landing forms as to the nature of my visit to the Isle of Man in the address I was staying at. I always flew to make the journey, so I had a Manx passport and ID as well. When the troubles in Northern Ireland led to the bombings in Birmingham, the security was amazing. I was flying home the next day via Blackpool with onward flight to Belfast. Never questioned the need for landing forms, but if you only use the ferry, it may seem intrusive, but you have to go by the rules. We're just talking about Bill Shimmins, MHK, is talking about a border force and also ID to board the boat, which would also disrupt the supply of illegal drugs, says Mr. Shimmins. I just wonder what you think about that. I don't know who shot JFK. Good thing about the COVID situation, apparently, says this correspondent, there's been no attacks from terrorists. Isn't it funny how everything's gone really quiet on the terrorist front as well? A question in regarding, somebody said, last week you were talking about the Isle of Man seabird populations plummeting as wind farms overwhelm the Irish Sea. Yeah, I was just referring to the Manx Wildlife Charity, the Manx BirdLife. Reported a 40% decline in the populations of many species of seabirds around the island's coast. Whatever the sharp decline, whatever the reason is for the sharp decline in birds, it illustrates something, apparently something's gone wrong somewhere. The people behind it, Jason Enfield, noted with interest that the unprecedented drop in population of several of the island's maritime species coincides with the proliferation of wind farms in the Irish Sea, something that's worried many people. And also, of course, wind is just going berserk, if you pardon the expression. Wind farms are flying up everywhere. Do you remember last week the UK Prime Minister talked about wind being the future, one of the main future, really, in the UK. So they're going to go. Now, it's nothing to do with it, but there was an absolute plummeting of sites of basking sharks off the west coast of the Isle of Man. They just weren't there. Now, there are no wind farms off the west of the Isle of Man, but who knows what's going on? And bearing in mind the sort of year we've had, does anybody know anything? Herring gulls down 82% around the Isle of Man. The European shag down 51%. Razor bills down 55%. Now, if the Isle of Man, of course, is a haven under normal circumstances for twitchers, our bird watching tourism is amongst the biggest in Europe because of the bird sanctuaries that we have here, and of course the Calf of Man. So we look to see what the Manx Bird Life people put together on this. I'm really looking forward to this because nature often provides the straws in the wind. And if we can find something out about that, who knows where it will lead to? Who knows why Isle of Man bird populations have gone down? Oh, by the way, if you're interested in the future of adoption and fostering on the Isle of Man, listen out to Late Lunch this afternoon. Lots to talk about there. And that's it for the Man in Lion today. Going to be back live tomorrow. If you want to get in touch in the meantime, while we're off air, you call the answer phone on 682-631. Always happy to hear from you. And you can email maninline@manxradio.com. Got to say thanks to our studio producer today, Barry Redfern, and thank you for your correspondence. The Man in Line is your voice, Monday to Friday from 12 till 1. I'm Andy Witt, back tomorrow at 12 midday with another Man in Line.
WINT